Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present today.
Renee, you have 10. You have 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
And if you want questions, you can sort of make it more compact.
Sure. So, first of all, maybe I should just wait until the report is handed out.
Okay. Well, thank you for. Campbell, thank you for keeping time. Will you do it again for this? Thank you.
Oh, just take this.
Yes.
I don't know who's
that. Yeah, that's Bill's.
All right, So if everybody has the report, I'll just begin.
I'll give you hands signal when you have like 1 minute to go.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And also, Renee, if you wanted to give people an opportunity to raise questions,
right.
Then
I'll leave some time.
Give you, right.
Right. I'll leave some time. So just to begin, I have an outline. I'm going to start with a national progress report and then a station-by-station progress report. The materials and methods developed to improve the election process nationwide this year, and how we're trying to improve the sustainability of the election process by cutting printing and mailing costs, as well as some of the preliminary results of the ongoing Green Survey, which has been in implementation for about almost 2 months. And then finally go into the electronic ballot proposal for this year. It's just a proposal. So to start off, the National Progress Report, as everyone knows, the nomination phase was extended to 6 p.m. Monday, July 19th, 2010, and this was based on some objective criteria, which was developed by the supervisor team, and minimum of 18 listener candidates and 6 staff candidates, and 1/6 of the election material airtime requirement as defined in the 2009 resolution. And I wanted to just take the opportunity, I have this feedback form here, to find out if the PNB can, you know, everyone here today, just give some feedback with respect to some criteria, because the deadline is coming up again, and I would like to get people's feedback. So if you can please participate, obviously it's voluntary, and you don't have to put your name down. No, you can just rotate it. It's they're just you. You can write on it and pass it along. Yeah, you can also, yeah, definitely, yeah. Okay. So the membership date of record was kept at June 30th, except at KPFK, where the date of record was extended to July 2nd to match the KPFK fund drive extension. And this is due to the logistical complexity of extending the date of record due to the need to get as accurate a mailing list together, basically. And it's, you know, approximately 75,000 long membership list coming from 20 different sources. So it's quite a task. And also, there's no budget to keep the election mechanism on through November. So if we were to extend that date, membership date, we'd have to, you know, send the ballots out in September and then receive them, you know, in the middle of October or November 1st. And all of our contracts as election supervisors ends November 1st, so we have to make sure we keep on track. With respect to the status of the membership lists, the staff lists are all posted online in order to vet in the most transparent way possible, and to my knowledge, I think this is the first year that we've been able to do this, so I think it's a very good thing, because I know that the staff lists have always been an issue, so I can give that URL to people. It's pacificaelections2010.org, and then choose your station. And there's, a staff election. And if you look at the staff election at each station, there's preliminary staff list. And here you have the numbers. These are all, you know, drafts still. And with respect to donor and volunteer lists, I have all of the donor lists, and still compiling volunteer lists. One of the biggest problems we have, I think, with respect to volunteer lists is the LSV committees. Actually, we haven't been able to get all of the lists from LSV committees. So given, you know, we're here today, maybe you guys can help develop that list, help each, you know, pass the word on to your local station board and help the local election supervisors develop that list. With respect to the election budget, the total will look like 141 to 166,000, which is $100,000 dollars. When compared to last year, this is pretty good improvement. Last year was close to 196,000. And this reduction depends on which mailing option we go for this year, and this is further discussed in points 4 and 5. We're right now, as it stands, we're on schedule to mail the ballots out August 16th. So if you want to turn the page, this is a station-by-station progress report, which is broken down by station, candidates, confirmed versus prospective, quantity of election cart material and tutorials, estimates, outreach efforts, and also some issues. So I just want to point, I'm not going to go through this whole thing, but everybody has a copy, so you can look at it. I just want to point out candidates. We have, you know, some issues with low numbers of candidates at KPFA, KPFK, and WPFW. With respect to quantity of election material, if we're taking the 2009 resolution, April resolution, as a reference point, KPFA is particularly low in when comparing the number of carts and quantity of tutorials aired. With respect to outreach efforts, all of the local election supervisors have had signing events, and they've done quite a bit of guerrilla-style outreach with respect to going to community events and talking to people, as well as, you know, putting out various internet-based communication things like, you know, Facebook or blogs or press releases. So they've been doing a really good job, I think, with respect to, you know, trying to increase outreach. And then here, there's some issues. I've listed some issues here. I'm not going to go into that right now. The materials and methods which have been developed to improve the election process nationwide this year, especially the use of the internet. We've built a comprehensive, dynamic website with a frequently asked questions section, and we've cross-linked all of the official Pacifica and radio sister station sites in order to better integrate this process. Their social networking profiles, Facebook, Twitter, and also audio file sharing to increase the quantity and quality of election cards and tutorials. I recently transferred everything to the AudioPort site. I didn't know that I actually had access to that until very recently, and Dev at KPFA was like, Renee, you should just switch everything from this Foreshare that I've been using to AudioPort, and it's a much better system. We can index everything, so, you know, when somebody wants to find a PSA, they can just pull it up. So other things that have been developed with respect to protocols, guidelines, I'll just point out the programming guidelines document, which is a fairly comprehensive document to help programmers cover election material. And there are various protocols, guidelines, and other content that I've listed here. I know I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to this next point, which is more important. So with respect to improving the sustainability of the election process, what's been done is to cut costs of printing and mailing. I focused on the most economical packaging and mailing option possible, which is a Slim Jim candidate package, double-sided legal size paper for the letter, which goes out, and the ballot, and as well as integrating mail and print house, KP Graphics rather than InQuirks, and direct mail, which was used last year. And this would reduce costs by about 36% when comparing 2009 to 2010. And this is if everyone gets the full package. And with respect to this green survey, we, out of 200 unique registered members, 85% opted out of the candidate package, and 87.5% and 86.5% are open to using electronic ballots. So if we were to be able to remove just the candidate packages alone, we'd reduce the printing cost by another $15,000. And another way to reduce print costs is to go to this proposal, paper and electronic ballot proposal, which would reduce the printing cost by another $26,000. And the idea behind this is that 2009 voters, the information that that we have from last year's would get those voters would get a full ballot package, and then everybody who didn't participate, they'd get a letter with an electronic ballot with electronic ballot instructions and a 1-800 number to ask for a paper ballot if they want one. So everyone would be, any individual would have the choice to cast an electronic ballot or a paper ballot, and all ballots, paper or electronic, would be tracked using a unique PIN, so it wouldn't be possible to duplicate votes, basically. And with respect to verification, anyone would be able to independently verify that their ballot was cast, as all ballots cast will be made public as JPEG files. But they'd still be anonymous. Their names would be the actual PIN numbers, which are just strings of numbers. And I feel this would be setting a precedent with respect to transparency, as anybody would be able to verify. And I don't know of any system in place for any election, to the best of my knowledge, that exists. And so anyhow, that's my report. And oh yeah, and here I just also included Les' observations and experiences working with elections. And these two following pages, you have direct quotes from them with respect to their experiences and how they would improve time. The process in the future.
Right on time. Renee, thank you for this very informative and comprehensive report. I have a suggestion. We're about to have a breakout session. Kathy wants to talk about the promotional initiatives. I would like to talk about the proposal for the
paper and electronic ballot combination.
Yes. Would anybody else like to do a discussion group? The way these breakout sessions work is that, and I'm not quite sure how we're going to do that if we have too many groups in this room.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
What?
We just spent a whole bunch of time on financials with dozens of questions, and are we going to be allowed as members of this board to ask questions of the NES?
I'm about to set it up so that you can ask questions if you like, but it won't be from the board. It'll be in one of these breakout sessions.
Well, then the public can't hear about the concerns that many PNB members have about the elections, Mr. Chair.
The agreement with the staff presentations was that they'd have 10 minutes. If it went over that, then it would be no questions. That's what we've been doing all along.
We just did 30 minutes.
I understand that. I understand that. And
I'm not staff.
Yeah, she's not staff. She's an independent contractor.
She is an independent contractor. We can spend the rest of the time doing that, or we can do it as I suggested. I'm going to leave it up to the board what they want to do. We can take questions on this for as much time as you like, or we have a half an hour between now and when the time for listeners is. Or we can do it in a breakout session. I'm going to just put it to the board. Would you like to take, if we take any time for this, there'll be really no time for the breakout session.
This is more important.
If you think it's more important, then we'll do it here. If you don't think it's more important, we'll do it in the breakout session. Is there any question about what the choice is?
Maybe a motion to do 15 minutes each.
15 minutes of what?
15 minutes of Q&A and 15 minutes of breakout.
What about a motion to postpone
I don't know if this works as a suggestion, but we do have committee reports coming up, and
yes.
the electronic ballot and other issues about the election can be addressed within the collection committee report, and probably will be, because that's where the electronic ballot proposal is. I'm thinking that perhaps if we extend it to a period of time that people feel acceptable, that might be a venue, and then we can move on with the agenda.
How would that be? That would be after lunch. Renee? A suggestion has been made that we include the questions for you as part of the elections committee report, which would happen after lunch. Can you be here for that?
Sure.
Is there any objection to doing it that way?
How much time are we talking about? Yes.
Let's assign, say, 20 minutes to the election committee report. How about that?
With the right to extend if there's a number of...
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sold.
Okay, so let's do it that way then. And we will do the breakout session. Kathy, you wanted to do...
did you ask for promotional tasks?
What's that? I said, is there any objection to that? To extending the elections committee report so that we can get the questions for Renee and discuss the other issues around the elections in that time, and to go ahead and do the breakout session now for the promotions task force.
You could still do the other breakout session. Too.
Yeah, why can't
you wanted to do?
Why can't we do?
What's that?
Couldn't you still do the other?
Yes, we could. We could do both. Actually, we could. The objection that was raised was that people want the listeners to hear their criticism of the elections process. That can be done.
Call the House to order.
That can be done in the elections committee report. And as Kathy suggests, there isn't any particular reason why we can't also have a breakout session now for people who want to talk informally with Renee and myself. I do think the proposal for electronic ballots is a good idea.
Mr. Chair,
I'd be glad to share your thoughts about that.
Renee has just left. We might want to catch her if we're talking about her.
Arlene, would you get Renee and ask her to come back?
Yes?
What was that, Nia?
Okay.
I would like to go with your original suggestion that since Renee is here, that we do it now until, do it for the next half an hour. So I'm objecting.
Leave me one. Okay.
What's that?
I said I object.
I thought we had, Nia asked me what we were talking about. I explained it to her, and she objected to doing what I thought we had agreed on, which was that we would do this in the elections committee report. So let's just do a vote on it, okay? So the proposal is that we'll go ahead and we'll do a breakout session. It'll include both Renee and Kathy and anybody else who wants to lead a discussion group on anything. We'll do it now. And we'll have 20 minutes in the elections committee report to ask on the air the questions we have about the elections. That's choice A. Choice B is we don't do that. We just go directly to questions, and for the next 30 minutes or whatever, we spend it on doing questions about the elections. Okay, so that's choice B. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. Any questions? Okay. Those in favor of choice A, please put your hand up. I count eight. Did I get that right? Yeah, I still count eight.
This is the breakout one, right?
This is for the breakout. All those in favor of choice B, put your hand up. Five. Okay, so we're going to go ahead into the breakout sessions. Anybody else want to lead a breakout group about anything?
I'll take one on the affiliates task force.
Okay.
Resolution
that was passed. Okay, good. Anybody else? Okay, so the audience, by the way, the listeners, if you wish to participate, the way we've structured this in the past you're welcome to participate and choose what any group you want and participate as an equal member. These are essentially open discussions on the issues, and as I say, you're free to participate. We are a little bit crowded for room here, so my suggestion is Kathy and I'm just sort of trying to guess which ones are going to be the biggest. We can probably, if we do three circles over there, we can probably bring the chairs into three circles and actually do it all down there. So let's do that now.
People can move around between them, right?
You could stay. You could. You could sort of use this corner also.
Are you doing the promotional?
Afia, you willing to stay up here? Okay, Afia will stay here, and we'll try to make this work up here. And Kathy and I will go down there.
I just wanted to talk about amalgamating the ideas and to come up with some kind of...
Feel free to move around between the...